Morning Watch. Crystallization Study of Jeremiah and Lamentations, Week 9. God's Judgment upon Egypt and Babylon. Tuesday. Related Verses. John 12:31-32. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the ruler of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself. Acts 26:18. To open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light, and from the authority of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who have been sanctified by faith in me. 1 Corinthians 10:7. Neither become idolaters, as some of them did. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink, and stood up to play. Matthew 11:28-30. Come to me, all who toil and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Ephesians 3:9. And to enlighten all that they may see what the economy of the mystery is, which throughout the ages has been hidden in God who created all things. Colossians 1:12-13. Giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you for a share of the allotted portion of the saints in the light, who delivered us out of the authority of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. 1 John 4:4. You are of God, little children, and you have overcome them, because greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. Suggested reading. The world typified by Egypt usurps the people whom God created and chose for his purpose. The children of Israel were enslaved to that aspect of the world which gave them their livelihood and afforded them their enjoyment. Whether they are rich or poor, many today are slaves to money. They work hard to earn a large amount of money, and then, in a short time, they spend all they have to indulge in the pleasures of the world. Thus many today do not serve God but mammon. In Egypt, the ancient Israelites made a good living and they enjoyed the riches of the world, but Egypt kept them from fulfilling the purpose for which God had originally called them. In Egypt, the children of Israel became strong. In one sense, to become strong is to become rich. Without money, a nation cannot be strong. For example, the United States is a strong nation because of its economy. The children of Israel enjoyed the aspect of the world typified by Egypt. Because they were occupied by the riches and enjoyment of the world, they were kept from fulfilling the purpose for which God had created and chosen them. In the same principle, all the worldly people today have been usurped by Satan. As a result, they do not know God's purpose. How we need to thank the Lord for delivering us from slavery in the world, and for setting us free from the usurping hand of Satan. Because of their need to maintain their livelihood, the children of Israel fell into Egyptian tyranny. The worldly people today are also under tyranny. Even their occupation with worldly amusements is a sign that they are under Satan's tyranny, forced to follow a course that holds them under Satan's tyranny and that keeps them from God's purpose. They have no freedom and do not make the proper choices. The children of Israel were under the enslavement of Pharaoh, who typifies Satan, the ruler of the world. Because Pharaoh is the embodiment of Satan, he is a picture of Satan in Exodus, a book of pictures. Exodus 1:13 says, "And the Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve with rigor." Some versions translate the Hebrew word for rigor as harshness. This word indicates that the children of Israel had no liberty, no rights, and no rest. No matter what their circumstances were, they had to labor as slaves. They had to do what Pharaoh demanded. Verse 14 continues, and they made their lives bitter with hard labor, in mortar and in brick, and in all manner of labor in the field. All their labor wherein they made them serve was with rigor. Pharaoh made the lives of the Israelites bitter with hard labor. Today, in the eyes of God, all the people are laboring in the field. You may work in a hospital, factory, or office, but actually, you are laboring in the field, making bricks and cementing them with mortar. As slaves in Egypt, the children of Israel built for Pharaoh treasure cities, Pithom and Ramses. Pithom means mouth of integrity, and Ramses means thunder of the standard. These names indicate that Pharaoh's treasure cities were built for pride and boastful display, just as the pyramids were. I believe that under Pharaoh, the Egyptians had these treasure cities built in order to boast of their integrity, honesty, and goodness, and also to propagate their cultural standard. Every race and nation boasts of its goodness. Furthermore, every country, developed or undeveloped, is proud of its standard of attainment.